Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magical mama, Sharona Rapsik. And I am an angel whisperer. Yeah, I really do talk to angels, and you can too. And I am a tarot master teacher, an angel Reiki master, and a life coach, and a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. And I am coming to you live today from the Big Apple, New York City. And you should be here in New York City because today is the day of the 51st Pride Parade. Although it's a little bit scaled back, not a whole lot of crowds. It's all visual on TV because New York City is bouncing back from the pandemic. But it is a lot of fun. And tonight we have a moon in Aquarius. So like the song, it's the dawning of Aquarius, and peace will steer the stars. Okay, I am so happy that you're joining me here today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your inner personal power and self-confidence, and creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life just by using a little help from our angels and guides and that divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe that we are all each a part of. So, are you ready? Are you ready to live your magic? Are you ready to be who you really are? Then join me. During this hour, I am going to invite you to step into your power and awaken your true magic. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That's the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So you're going to want to visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio show, our hosts, as well as our online courses that we offer at Psychic You. And while you're there, you might want to check out my Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course. Now, that's the only online course where you can get certified both as a Yasui Reiki Master and an Angel Reiki Master. And the show is also brought to you by the Tarot School. So you want to go to tarotschool.com because they have a lot of really cool stuff on their website, and they also offer Monday night evenings at their tarot salon, which is on Zoom. So you can go to those classes and get together with them no matter where you are in the world. But to do that, you want to go to tarotschool.com and you want to register for their upcoming newsletters. They have all kinds of tips on using tarot. And you can also sign up for their fabulous newsletter called Tarot Tips, News, and Future Events. And while you're there, you can even check out my column, Meet the Reader. Okay, Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in show. And here we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot, and oracle cards, astrology, synchronicity, the laws of attraction, how to raise your energy so you can have good high vibrations, and so you can create and generate more love and magic into your life. Now, Magic Universe is always on the air on the second and fourth Sunday of each and every month. So you can listen to our shows on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net, on your internet browser, and you can also listen in on your phone. And you do that simply by calling in to 714-816-4628, which reminds me to tell you that this is a live call-in show. So if you would like a free mini reading, an angel message, or a little angel Reiki, or even to talk to our special guests, you need to push the number 1 on your keypad on your phone so we know that you want to be live on the air. Okay. And we also have a chat room. So if you're on our psychictalk.net page and you're listening in that way on your computer, you just want to go scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll see where you can go into our chat room. Okay, so it is, we're getting ready to rock and roll, folks. And I am so thrilled because we have an extra special guest today, Dr. Dax Carlisle. Now, Dax Carlisle is the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio. And he is in his 11th year of broadcasting. Wow, that's a master number. And he has literally helped tens of thousands of clients as a tarot advisor, a numerologist, a life coach, a hypnotherapist, and a radio personality. So we are so thrilled to have him here. And he is also, the president of the Tarot Guild. Okay, without further ado, welcome Dax Carlisle. Yay.
Hello.
Hi, Dax. Yeah, so good to have you here on this Sunday.
And this is fun.
I'm really excited.
I get to be on the other side of the microphone for once.
Well, let's put it this way. You trained me well. So anybody out there that is interested in learning how to host their own radio show, Dax Carlisle is the person to talk to because he can teach you all the ways that you can be live on the air with your own radio show. And this show, you know, is all about love and magic. So I am so happy that you're here, Dax. So I always start off by asking people, how do you bring love and magic into your life?
How do I bring love and magic into my life? I don't think I bring love into my life. I think it's there. I can't imagine existing without that. As far as, you know, bringing magic in, I think magic is, secretly just part of our being that we're able to manifest, you know. And I know that we're going to talk about tarot magic today, you know, and there are tools that can help you focus and bring the magic in. You know, but really it's all about you because, you know, we get these questions all the time as tarot readers. We get things like, what's my life purpose? And like there's only one specific thing, you know, and what I've discovered and, you know, studying tarot has actually opened up a lot of these realizations. And you start to realize that, well, for one, and we'll get into this later, that the tarot deck is more about creating the future than predicting it. But it opens your eyes. You start to see that your life purpose is what you want it to be. You know, it's not set in stone like people think, because the whole reason why we're here, it's very simple, folks. The answer to the big question, you know, why are we all here? We're here to experience. That's it. That's the whole thing. Ball of wax. We're here to experience. Four words. You know.
Yeah.
The word experience. Yeah, we're here to experience, and we are able. All magic is. Making our intentions and desires manifest. That's what it really is. And there's nothing mysterious about it, really. People try to make it more complicated and mysterious than it really is. But it's because it's our purpose to experience, we're naturally drawn to things that make our eyes light up, that we're passionate about. And it may change throughout your life why, quote unquote, your life purpose, you know, and it's not that I don't do that. I mean, I'll sit down with clients, I'll do their full numerology chart and create a report for them. We can look at the numbers, we can see the tendencies. You know, there are certain paths where it'll be, you know, less paddling upstream and a little bit easier. But, gosh, I hate limiting people. You know, like, there's one reason you're here on the planet. That is such hogwash. You know, it is what you're passionate about and what you want to pursue and what you want to experience in your life. And that's what it all comes down to, Sharona.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, one of the things that we talk about and I always tell people is we're here to, you know, we're magical. And, you know, people think of magic, oh, that's kind of a, you know, they think of illusion magic, but magic is life. And life is experience. And, you know, it's happening all around us. And I think the trick is to find ways that you can stay in the present moment, because that's where it happens. If you're concentrating on the past and you're concentrating on the future, it makes it, I don't know, we sometimes miss it. And, you know, there's a lot of tools that we can use to awaken ourselves. And I know that you're going to be talking about a tool that we can use. I mean, ritual is a big, you know, it's like a ritual, but mm-hmm. it kind of like snaps you out of that mundane world.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Lisa in the chat room just said, agreed, we aren't fortune tellers. We're co-creators. And my friend James Reichlift, the tarot author, he has it right there on his business card where he says, I'm not a fortune teller, I'm a fortune helper.
Right.
I absolutely love that. I did want to go back to your original question just real briefly, because I forgot to mention something about love. And that is that, you know, it's not about seeking it out. The real secret is, and, you know, the more you look at these things, the more you figure out that everything we think is wrong. Everything is 180 degrees backwards from the way we think it is. So we think we seek love, but in reality, love seeks us dependent on what our vibrational state is. So in order to have love or have more love, what you want to do is you want to be the love. You want to exude the energy that you want to draw in, because everything is the law of attraction. And I don't like using LOA. If I can get away with not saying law of attraction, I try, because it's such a charged word. It's almost like God. You know, you say a particular word or phrase and you have 100 people listening and you'll get 150 different, you know, meanings for what you just said, you know, because everybody has their concepts, you know, and it's a charged word. You say law of attraction, some people are, you know, love the law of attraction. Other people, you know, think that it's hogwash and it doesn't work for them. And well, you know, maybe they're not going through the steps right. And that's something we're going to talk about on the show today, by the way, folks. But in reality, there is vibrational resonance. It does actually exist and function. And that's how you find love, is you actually draw it into yourself by being the loving person that you want to encounter, receive back, etc. So I just wanted to say that real quick. I forgot to say that when you ask that question. Yeah.
Yeah, well, love is another word like God or what? Yeah, love is another word like God, I was going to say, because we, you know, frequently it's a trigger word and everyone has a different concept, but in a way that's good, but sometimes you need to broaden that. Yeah? You were going to, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just wanted to mention about the radio shows real quickly, because having the player and the brand new chat room on each page for each episode on the network is kind of a new thing. And so people listening out there, and we had this happen yesterday, and that's why I wanted to mention it, because if you're listening someplace else on a player somewhere, maybe you're listening live on blogtalkradio.com and you're looking around the page and you don't see the chat room and you wonder what we're talking about, it's because it's not on Blog Talk. It's actually on our website, psychytalk.net. And, you know, if you're going to listen to a show on a particular day, on that day, all you have to do is go to psychytalk.net. And at the top of every page is our navigation. Just click on live. And when you click on live, it'll take you to the post on our blog for that episode that day. And it'll have the player for the show, and it'll have the chat room right under the player. So, you know, just like Lisa and myself and Sharona, and you know, we're all in the chat room, you can join us in the chat room and chat with us. You know, this is a new feature. And in fact, if you're on Blog Talk, right there on the show page on Blog Talk, if that's where you're listening, in the notes, you'll see the very first thing that I say on there is actually, let me just bring it up. And I have it in bold, too. There's three arrows, and it says, listen in and join us in the chat room all at psychytalk.net/radio 06-27-2021. That's the link right to today's show. And so you want to click on that, and it'll take you right over to where Sharona and me and Lisa are in the chat room. So you can join us in the chat room. So I just wanted to say that because a lot of people were getting confused, and this is a new feature. And I wanted to mention there's an easy way to, you know, besides going to psychytalk.net and clicking live, you can just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychytalk.net/live. That's right. You know, we're trying to make this stuff easy, folks. You know, that link will take you right over to this page as well. We also have another new feature. We've got, Sharona, we've got a tip jar.
Woo!
Yeah, and by the way, I got to mention, give all the props where they're due, because this was Sharona's idea, and we had something similar to this way back in the day. You know, we've been on the air for going on 12 years. And, you know, we used to have some links and things for that. And you know, it's very synchronistic because a couple of weeks ago or so, Mary and I had a caller, and he got a mini reading from us. He really appreciated it. He wanted to send Mary and I a tip. He wanted to send us $20. So I had to get a link for him and get it to him after the show so he could do that. And so he sent that in. It was very appreciated. And I sent half of it over to Mary. And I was thinking about this the day before. And then the very next day, that's when in the producer's chat, you brought that up, Sharona. You know, the host should all have tip jars on their page. Well, now we've got the new chat room. We've got the player where you can listen to the show live and in archive, of course. And we have the tip jar. So if you're liking the show, you can click on the tip jar and you can send Sharona some love. I just wanted to mention that, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we, you know, make your day, or if we say something that gives you insight on how to change your life, why not? You know, we do appreciate that. So speaking of wonderful things, let's start talking about tarot magic. I know everyone wants to hear all about that.
What do you think about tarot magic? You know, have you used the deck for something other than divination, particularly future?
Oh, yeah.
That's what divination means.
Oh, I was actually many years ago, one of my teachers was a ceremonial magician, and he started us off right away in terms of understanding that perhaps when the deck was created by A.E. Wade and the Golden Dawn, people, in a way, they kind of hid the meaning in there. They made people think, because it was a secret organization, and they didn't want to, you know, put all the secrets out of there. So they said it was a deck for divination, but it's actually, its purpose is a deck for creating magic, for manifesting. So, you know, using it to create thought forms, because it is our thought forms that project out from us. So it's almost like we're like walking around like a movie projector. We are, what we're seeing out here is what we're, what we're projecting out through our thought forms. And so he started me off right away understanding that concept.
That's,
you know, that
awesome.
Whole thing. And then Yeah.
Well, you're of course talking about the Waite-Smith deck, and created by Arthur E. Waite and illustrated by Pamela Pixie Smith. That was in 1909. Now, actually, tarot dates all the way back to perhaps the mid 1400s. We're coming up on 600 years of tarot, and we've only had the Waite-Smith deck since 1909. Now, I can absolutely tell you for sure that what you said just now is exactly what's going on with the Waite-Smith deck. The symbolism and structure and the way it's presented in the illustrations and so forth is specifically for that. It's based on, you know, the Golden Dawn and ceremonial magic, and, you know, there's no discounting that at all. In fact, Arthur Waite called it his rectified deck, that he had fixed tarot, brought out its real essence and meaning as a tool beyond divination and for creating your future. Now, as far as the, you know, original tarot going, you know, way, way back. Remember Pamela Smith's images, especially, you know, like the minor arcana images, all previous decks had what they call pip cards. And so they didn't have the images that we have today on the minor arcana. And when we say minor arcana, we're talking about the four suits that are similar to a playing card deck. And you've got, you know, the hearts and the diamonds and the spades. And, you know, we call them, you know, wands and pentacles and swords and cups. But it's the same thing, you know. And there was just, if anything, images of those items. So, you know, the Five of Cups would have five cups on it, you know, and there was nothing else going on. And we didn't get that, you know, the imagery that we're used to nowadays until the Waite-Smith deck came out in 1909. And that was the big innovation that Pamela Smith did. Now, but even before that, you know, it's the same structure. It's 78 cards. And it's separated into, you know, these suits with the, and then the trumps called the major arcana. I think of them as five suits myself. That's the way I like to, you know, to look at it. And you had the trump cards, you know, because you were playing a trick-taking game, you know, kind of like bridge with Tarocchi, you know, way back, way, way, way back. But the structure is the same, and just analyzing the structure and looking at the structure of the deck, you notice that there's something more going on there. I mean, people nowadays have swung the pendulum all the way off to the right, You know, originally it was way off to the left. You know, through the 1800s, we had all of these stories coming out, Sharona, that, you know, the deck came from Atlantis. Or it came from Egypt. It was Egyptian, the secrets of the pharaohs. You know, and all of these, you know, fanciful ideas about where the deck came from. And, you know, through historians and looking at playing cards and things like that, you know, we know that that's not true. And but the pendulum swung too far to the other side. Even very famous tarot folk out there, tarot authors and speakers and teachers, you know, will say that, hey, it's just a deck of cards. It was just created for this game and for no other purpose. The truth is actually, well, this is true of everything. The truth is always in the middle, folks, when there's a dualistic dynamic going on. And the truth is a little bit more in the middle there. You know, not only did Wait and the Golden Dawn not want to put it out to the general public that they were, you know, putting the symbolism and so forth into the deck. It's true, I think, also of even the oldest decks going all the way back, because we had a lot of the same imagery in the majors and the trump cards. And the structure's always been the same. You know, have you ever thought, Sharona, why are there 78 cards? Why are there not 100 or 60 or 80? Why 78? Well, when I came to the tarot deck, Sharona, I had already been studying things like numerology and sacred geometry. It was very obvious to me that the structure of the deck was numerological and based on numerology and sacred geometry. Metatron's cube that we talk about in sacred geometry that's formed from the flower of life and in its two-dimensional version, you know, on a flat piece of paper, we lay out the flower of life and we're drawing lines from the center of each circle to the center of every other circle to form this geometric form called Metatron's cube. And within the cube, all five platonic solids are formed by the cube. And the five platonic solids, they correlate to the five elements, the four elements of the minor arcana and the major arcana. The major arcana being the quintessential or the fifth element. Remember the movie, The Fifth Element? It's, you know, the spiritual element. And then you have earth and fire and water and air in the minor arcana. Plato, you know, had these geometric solids, and they came from Metatron's cube. Well, when you draw Metatron's cube two-dimensionally using the flower of life pattern and drawing those straight lines, as I was talking about, it takes exactly 78 lines to form Metatron's cube. Coincidence?
No, there are no – everything in the universe – is actually sacred geometry. So what looks like it's, you know, something that's happenstance, I do believe it lines up in some divine order.
Mm-hmm. And so studying all this decades ago, you know, I spent a lot of time contemplating all of this. And it was in the 1990s, towards the end of the 1990s and into the early 2000s, you know, that I was really working with this. And it dawned on me that the first card of each suit, so the cups and the wands and the pentacles and the swords and the major arcana, card number one in each of those suits formed a sort of code, laying out the steps to manifestation. And this, you know, this really intrigued me because, you know, up to that point, you know, I was kind of new to tarot. I had been studying numerology and sacred geometry for years, and I had come across tarot, but I never really, you know, got into it until then. And, you know, I was like everybody else, you know, thinking that, well, you know, tarot's this deck, this tool that people use for divination to predict the future. But here I found codified in the very beginning of the deck the instructions on how to create the future.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it was very,
I mean,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I always say that when you carry a tarot deck in your pocket, you're carrying like a library, an index for all of the knowledge and secrets of the universe, you know, with numbers and elements. And from this little deck that you have in your pocket, it's almost like you're carrying the a library, the, we'll just name that library, the Library of Alexandria, or, you know, a temple or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this thing in your pocket. I mean, it's just an unbelievable, powerful tool.
Absolutely. We even did a show way back where we talked about, and a class came out of it too, where we talked about tarot as, you know, the only altar you will ever need. You can carry this around in your pocket, pull it out anywhere, and lay out certain cards to form a cross that forms a and now this is a different cross from the cross of manifestation we're getting to now, but to lay it out and form a makeshift altar no matter where you are, you know. And it to me, it's, you know, fantastic, really. I mean, you say it's coincidence that, you know, why 78 cards? And the deck structure is based on that and the five elements, which are the five platonic solids that comes from Metatron's cube that has the 78 lines. And then numerology, you know, the numbers one through nine. And in Tarot's case, it's ace through 10. 10 is actually 1 again. It's just 1 plus 0 is 1 because there's only the 9. And so 10 is kind of a special case in tarot where it's that hairbreadth moment between the end of one cycle and the beginning of another cycle. And then, you know, the whole structure, it's so obvious when you – and see, the problem is a lot of people, they study tarot and then they study – all these other concepts later. But if you study sacred geometry and numerology and then you come upon the tarot deck, it's so obvious. There's no other explanation. It can't be accidental or coincidental. It just absolutely can't be. So, you know,
well, I was just going to say, even when I teach people how to read the tarot, I break it down that there are 10 energies, you know, 0, and then 1 through 9. And you can just look at those different energies, the energy for a 0, because the 10 is really a 1, but it's got that little extra experience of going around the merry-go-round, so to speak. But you can, like, learn to read tarot by just understanding those 10 energies and then just look at the picture. You know, people spend a lifetime memorizing, you know, key words for 78 cards, but by using the concept of numerology, it just gives you a whole new spectrum of reading.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's throughout the whole deck. I know, you know, only the miners do the ace through 10, but the cards in the major arcana numbered 1 through 21, and of course the fool being 0, which is the void, which is the culmination of all the possibility. Still, when you add those number, the larger than 9 numbers, like card 12, 1 + 2 = 3. So you can keep, you can reduce all of those down. The only odd thing out that people were confused about for a long time was the court cards, because they don't have numbers on them. Turns out that the court cards are in alignment with the master numbers, 11, 22, 33, and 44. So you have the master illuminator number 11. That's the pages. The knights is the master builder number 22. The queens are the master teacher, master healer number 33. And then the kings, of course, are the master manifester 44. Number 44. Yeah. So the entire deck is numerological. But going back to, you know, this first card of each suit, you know, you got the magician card number one in the majors, and then the four aces, and it was just amazing to me. And so I'm noticing this, and then just a little while later, March 23rd, 2006, the movie The Secret comes out. And the law of attraction is suddenly all the rage. The cast of The Secret, including Rodney Byrne, the executive producer, they appeared on The Oprah Show multiple times. And with only a week or so between, which had never happened on Oprah. And, you know, as I was watching and rewatching the movie, and I actually had my own meetup groups in San Diego, California for both tarot and also for the law of attraction. And I realized that the steps were not fully fleshed out in the movie, especially the final step represented by the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Coins. And I made discussions of this in the LOA group and the tarot group when I was in San Diego. And it came to me, is talk about the movie The Secret, is this the real secret that, tarot was created as a tool to create one's future, not predict it? And that's exactly what I think is going on here, because the cards, the card number one in each suit forms this cross of manifestation, and it lays out the steps to manifestation, to the law of attraction, basically. But I'm again trying to stay away from that word as much as possible. That
well,
phrase,
let's lay that out now. So what you're saying...
I want people to see this visually, so let me just tell them really quickly how they can see this. You can go over to thetarotguild.com. thetarotguild.com, that's the address to the website, and click on articles. It should be the first article. Click on the title of the article to open the article up, the cross of manifestation, and scroll down a bit and you're going to see this image. There's a faster way. You can open a new tab in your browser. You can type in cross, C-R-O-S-S, cross.thetarotguild.com, and that'll take you right to this post as well. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of laying it out right now. So what I'm taking is the magician card. And I always like to say, people think it's the journey of the fool, but it's really the journey of the magician. When you start to look at tarot this way. And then basically what you're going to do is on each of the four corners or the four sides that you have of the magician card, you're going to put the four aces. So, you're going to have your fire, the wands, which is the passion. And then you're going to lay out on another side of the card, you're going to put up of the magician card, you're going to put your cups, which is the emotion, because that's another tool that you do as far as creating magic. Then on another side, you're going to put your swords card, which is the mind, the thought forms. And then on the final side, you're going to put a pentacle, the Ace of Pentacles, which is, I like to see that as the work that you do, the action that you take. Because remember, when you're trying to manifest, you have to do a little bit of work. People will say, well, how come this thing isn't showing up that I want? Well,
yeah.
You got to do the pentacles part, which is the action. You've got to think it. You got to feel it. you know, all these, you bring in all of these different elements, you know, in your heart, in your emotions, in your mind, and then do something.
That's what was missing from the movie The Secret, was that last final fourth step, which actually has two parts to it, which we can get into. But yeah, if you're missing any one of these steps, it doesn't work. And so another way to use this cross is to go back and look at it and think, what step am I missing? You know, if mm-hmm. what you're trying to manifest is not happening in your life. Yeah. But it's all right here, yeah. the steps. And the way I like people to look at this, if you're looking at the cross, the three cards in the middle, imagine a line going across underneath them. So everything below the line is happening in the physical realm. That's the fourth step. That's the pentacle or the coin card, the ace of coins. And everything above it is happening in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a connection between some of it with the physical body, and that relates to one of the parts to step four. So starting at the very top, we got the ace of swords. Swords is the element of air. That's thoughts and ideas. This is where you are getting a crystal clear visualization of what it is that you want to manifest. And, you know, people get hung up on the word visualization because they think, you know, visual, seeing, that's part of it. But you want to actually use all five senses. And it takes time to build up this three-dimensional, you know, 360-degree, five-sensory visualization of what it's actually going to be like, you know, when you're working in that job, living at that house on the beach, driving the Maserati, you know, whatever it is, you know, in the perfect relationship, whatever it is you're trying to manifest into your life. And
yeah. And you know what you can do is, as I'm laying it out, you can lay on the magician like a card that is mm-hmm. the image of what you want to manifest. So, you know, if you want
What I tell people to do is to, you know, just like a vision board, you know, get a picture or something that represents what you're manifesting, and actually put it in the center, mm-hmm. over the magician, and then you've got the four steps around the image in the center. Also, you know, there's let's get through the cross here, but there's other way, you know, besides learning the steps, there's other ways to use this cross. In which, you know, here we're doing in tarot what they call a lay. That's when you go through the deck and you pull out cards face up on purpose for a specific purpose, and you're laying them out, you know, in a spread like we've done here. Then there's a randomized spread. That's what most people usually think of, where you shuffle the deck, the cards are face down, you don't know what the card is, and you're drawing them randomly out of the deck. And you can do that and place those cards over top of these cards or to the side of each card. And you can have tarot help you with what you need to do with each step, what's missing. You get a lot of information by actually doing, quote unquote, a reading using the cross of manifestation. But let's go through the steps real quick first. I want to get through these so everybody, you know, has a full understanding. So we start with the Ace of Swords, and we get that five-sensory visualization. You know, what's it going to sound like and smell like and feel like? And, you know, they do a good job of that in the movie The Secret. You know, the guy's, you know, sitting in the Maserati, and he's wrapping his hands around the steering wheel. And, you know, there's the new car smell, the sound of the door closing, the starting of the engine. You know, he's seeing it all. He's smelling it, feeling it, hearing it. You know, he's getting all those senses in. Is there it involved? You know, that's one of the rarer, you know, of the five senses. That's probably the rarest thing, but you could probably come up with something if you had to. But
well, you could do like the chariot. You could put, hey, mm-hmm. you don't have to have a vision board. You can maybe if the chariot symbolizes to you that Maserati, you could lay that there. You know.
Oh, absolutely. You could do it. You could use a card instead of a picture.
Yeah.
It's whatever works for you. So you need to get this image. You need to get this image, but you know, if you do nothing with the visualization, nothing's going to happen. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes back in the early 2000s when we were all talking about the law of attraction. People got confused and thought that the only thing they had to do was think about it. Even today, I hear people talking about the law of attraction and making that mistake where they will say that, especially people that are debunking it, right? They'll say things like, you know, the power of positive thinking. Yeah, it doesn't really work. Law of attraction is not positive thinking, okay? It is a four-step process, and the visualization part, the thinking part, the swords, the Ace of Swords, is only step one. We're only on step one right now, folks. You got to do the other three steps or it doesn't work. And I think that was one of the biggest mistakes in the movie The Secret, because people got the idea that, you know, if they sat in their lounge chair in their living room and they contemplated and visualized the Maserati, it's going to show up in their driveway. It doesn't work that way, folks. There's other steps, and they're very important. You know, you talked about the action, Sharona, and we're going to get to that when we get to step four, but there's actually a couple other ones in between, represented by the wands, the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Cups. So the wands is that fire element, that fire energy, that passion. That's the why. And then the cups represent emotions. Emotion is the fuel of the law of attraction. If you don't have the emotion, it won't happen. Also, if you don't have the passion, it won't happen. And by the way, these are on the same level there, you see, in the cross, because they really do cross over into each other, passion and emotion. You can think of passion as an emotion sometimes as well. But what I'm talking about here specifically, step two, and think of it as a lightning bolt coming down. So it comes down through the Ace of Swords to the Ace of Wands, across through the Magician to the Ace of Cups, and then down again to the Ace of Pentacles or the Ace of Coins. And that's that same lightning bolt figure that we see in the Tree of Life in Kabbalah, for instance. Now, what I'm talking about with this passion is the why. You know, all of us would love to have $1 million, right? But there's no passion behind that. That's why it's so difficult to manifest money, because money is just a representation of the exchange of value, the exchange of energy. It's an energy exchange. And it doesn't have any representation beyond that. It doesn't represent the thing you're exchanging for, you see. That you can't have passion about the money. You can only have passion about what it is you're using the money for. Now, there are some avarice people out there that actually have emotions around money and are passionate about money. But and who knows, maybe they can actually manifest that way. But, you know, most people can't. Most people can't. So it's nice to say, I want $1 million, but that's just a fleeting thought and wish. Same thing, you know, oh, it'd be nice to get married. You know, well, hold on. You know, there's got to be real passion here. There has to be a connection with a specific individual that you developed over many, many months, years, even, you know, I know some people get married in Vegas in 2 days, but I'm talking about most people. You know, they develop connections. There's love. There's passion. There is a reason they're getting married. It's not just the fleeting thought. Yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, find someone and get married. You know, you've got to have the passion. You got to have the why, and then you have to fuel that. It's not enough to just have the why and have the idea. The Ace of Swords, you know, step one of this, you got to have step three, the Ace of Cups. You have to have the emotions. Emotions fuels the manifestation. You know, you have to be able to feel it, and you have to be able to feel it in such a way that it embellishes, I'm trying to think of the right word for this, but the visualization that you're having in step one, it makes it more real. And that's actually part of step four. Step four is actually, you know, we know tarot is multi-layered. And step four has, you know, kind of two parts to it. That's what's happening in the physical realm. Okay, everything above the line, remember, is all in consciousness. Okay, so the first part of making it real in the physical realm with step four is the emotion, is taking that emotion and feeling it in the body, the emotion and the passion, actually. And so you're feeling in the physical body what it will be like when you are doing that job that you're trying to get, when you are running that business and being successful, when you are speaking in front of 10,000 people, when you've attracted in the perfect relationship, when you've attracted in the house on the beach, the Maserati, whatever it is you're trying to attract in, what's that going to feel like, you know? And these steps kind of blend all into each other. Remember I said how the passion blends into the emotion? Well, they actually all blend in, because you've got the five sensory visualization, and that blends into the why with the passion, into the emotion, because you can't have really the emotion without seeing, smelling, hearing, feeling what it's going to be like, and then pulling that into the physical world, in the physical body. And people like to discount the body, Sharona. They like to, you know, we can do this all in our consciousness, in our mind. We can't, you know, our physical body, you know, we are spiritual beings, temporarily, experiencing the physical universe in these physical bodies. And it's represented actually by the Temperance card in tarot, where the angel has one foot in the water and one foot on land. We are straddled as humans between the spiritual and the physical realms, between consciousness and the material. So the other part the other part to step four, and then we're done here, after you can get that feeling state, and remember, you know, everything is about state. And once you can get that with the emotion and blending all this together, then you have to take action, and that's what you were talking about, Sharona. And I like to use the analogy of the GPS. So everything above the line are, you know, are thoughts, and visualization of this thing is our destination, and the passion and the emotion, the why we're going to this destination, and it's all in the address, and we're typing that address in our consciousness into the GPS. Now, we don't have to worry about the how. The universe takes care of the how, okay? But we start the car and we put the destination, the physical address, into the GPS. That's all it needs. It doesn't need to know anything else, because it's going to give us the turns and where to go. That's the universe giving us the how. But nothing happens if we don't put the car in gear and step on the gas, Sharona. You got to take action in the physical world. Yes. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're going the wrong direction, just that you're moving, because then the GPS is going to kick in and say, okay, turn left here, turn left here, turn left here. It's going to turn you around so that you're going in the right direction. But you have to be going, even if you're going in the wrong direction, you have to. Yeah. So that Maserati, you know, maybe the first step in the physical world is you go down to the dealership and you sit in a real Maserati. And how does it really smell? and wrap your hands around the leather, the fine Italian leather steering wheel, and how wonderful the door sounds, how it just closes and it's then starting the engine and maybe going on a test drive, and see what this is doing in the real physical world. It is enhancing your five sensory visualization, because now you've got a basis in reality, and it just starts a snowball effect. So those are the four steps of manifestation, right there in the cross of manifestation.
Awesome. I might want to add, there's one other thing that really works too. You need to have gratitude. You need to have gratitude for what you already see in your life, because as you start to see the other things that you are thankful for, you might see that Maserati is right behind you. So you have to broaden your consciousness of the synchronicities.
Absolutely, and gratitude is, again, a feeling state, and it's actually part of these steps. It's part of the step two and step three. It's part of the passion and the emotion. But yes, good call there. Grabbing
that's
onto
like
that.
Give thanks that it's already, even within all of the major faiths in the world, they said give gratitude as if it's already there, and give thanks.
Yeah.
And we got to do that. We are having so much fun. We got to do the bottom of the hour. We're way past the bottom of the hour.
But it's more like the top of the hour. Well, just one last thing I wanted to say, though, real quickly, is it's fascinating, though, and it gives you a clue. The fact that, forget about the rest of the whole deck. Just card number one, the Magician card and the four aces.
Yep.
The first card of every suit shows you how to manifest, how to create your future. It shows how, like you said, it's not the fool's journey. It's the magician's journey, and the deck is about creating the future, not predicting it. Now imagine all the other wisdom that's hidden in the deck, and it is. Each card has a learning, a teaching in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to do another show on that, Dax. We need to.
Yeah.
This is like too much to go through in like 1 hour. But, I think we have given away the secret. certainly go on to where Dax has put a picture of this. It gives you a good starting ground if you want to be a magician. But you know what we got to do? We got to talk about the upcoming shows, unless we can manifest some more time. So I do want to say that we have plenty of wonderful shows on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And tomorrow, Monday, June the 28th, we've got the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuse. And that's on at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You got to check what time it is where you are, because it's a big world that we live in. And then we have a really wonderful show coming up on Friday, and that's at 2 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We have the Spiritual Guidance Radio, and that is with Angel Channel and Energy Healing, Catherine Hahn, and that's a show that you'll be able to call in, because I noticed a lot of people are calling into this show. We probably will not be able to get to all the calls, but we want to let you know that there's other shows that you can call in on. And then on Saturday, the day before the 4th of July, July 3rd, there is at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have our wonderful host, Mary Brown, and she's going to be talking about crystals. And the name of her show is There Is a Rock for That, and she's going to have a crystal guest on. So we don't know who that is. We don't know what crystal is going to show up. And then just to remind everyone, I will be back with Magic Universe with Sharona on Sunday, July the 11th. And I am going to have a really special guest, Dr. Lisa Alberi. And, you know, we're going to be talking with her about what she does and how she brings love and magic into her life. And once again, there'll be an opportunity for you to call in for a mini reading or just to talk to Dr. Lisa or to me. So that's pretty awesome. So, Dak, shall we take some calls before the hour?
Oh, sure.
I wanted to
let everybody know they can go over to psychictalk.net and they can click on upcoming and see all these shows. I don't know if maybe you had an old page cached or something like that, but it actually does show on there that Mary's crystal guest is turquoise, and she's going to be talking about miracles.
Ooh, I love turquoise.
I'm ready if you are.
I think I recognize the number, so I am going to just make sure we get that one in. So I am going to area code. Let's see. Did I go into the right spot? Hi.
Hi.
So area
you.
Code. Hi. Actually, it was I'm going to take this one. So your area code 334. So what is your name and where are you calling from? I know you've been waiting a long time. So
yes,
let
I
me
am.
Do that. How you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is.
What
Kira.
Is your name?
Kira from Alabama.
Kira. Hey, Kira. I hope you're enjoying our show. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just accidentally hit one again, and I didn't know if I lost my spot in the queue. So I'm so glad that you picked me.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. My pleasure. So what can we do for you today?
I just wanted to know if y'all had any messages for me, general or love. It doesn't matter.
General or love? Hey, Dax, you got your deck handy? We got general or love.
Yeah. Oh, a really good card to get, the Wheel of Fortune. It's turning in your favor, at least. It looks like it's, you know, headed that way for you.
Okay.
I don't see anybody showing up right now in the cards.
Okay.
That may indicate that it's going to take a little while. I'm feeling like, you've been having to, you know, kind of juggle things. And I don't know if there's one of two possibilities coming up here, what this is. It could either be that, I don't know, were you juggling multiple boyfriends or girlfriends at one point? Or is just in your life, you're juggling so many things that you're having.
I'm doing it by myself. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes this comes up to let me know, you know, that they have two or three boyfriends or girlfriends that they're working with. Other times it just means that their life is such a juggling act that they don't have the time or the ability to, like, you know, focus on relationships.
And I think, have to let go of one.
There you go. Yeah. So you're in recovery phase. The Wheel of Fortune shows up and it's in the near future position. So it means that it's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. You're going to have fortune turn in your favor. And then the timing card. That's about a month from now. It looks like, you know, but you have to work on yourself first. And what tarot wants you to do, let's see here. We got the Queen of Cups and the Empress. Okay, so the Empress and the Queen of Cups talking about personal growth and development and getting in contact or in touch with your intuition. and your gut instincts. You need better connection with your intuition. You need to listen to your gut instincts more. And Tarot saying you need to develop more. And like I said in the beginning of the show when we were talking about love, and I said, you know, you got to become the love that you're going to draw in rather than seeking love. We have it 180 degrees backwards from how it actually works. So that's why, you know, I'm not getting any face cards, any court cards, you know, showing up that are people coming in for you yet. It's because it's all about you, hon. You have to work on yourself right now, and you need to be putting out the love that you want to attract in. What about you, Sharona? Did you pull any cards?
Yeah, I did. It's interesting because the first card that I pulled is the Tower, and that means that there was something that went out that had to go out. And, it was something that happened very rapidly. But I'm also getting, where Dax is saying where, you know, you're working on yourself, I'm getting what's called the High Priestess card. So it's really kind of you know where you have to search to find this perfect person, but you got to go within. You got to love yourself, because when you love yourself and become the person that that's going to, you know, draw the person to you. I mean, like, I kind of get the impression that the person that went out didn't treat you as good as they really should have. So what you want to draw in is someone that treats you like the wonderful person that you are, and that's what you have to work on and generate. And that, and I do see someone coming in, and it's not too far away. I see like the perfect person coming in that will create that balance that you're looking for.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been there.
I know, and Jack said a month from now, right? Or maybe longer, or
it could be longer,
well,
but you know how quickly these things happen is really a ball in your own court. You know, I think it's going to take a few weeks. You know, for you to go through and work on yourself. You know, and then things will start to shake up and break free for you.
Okay. And I was sorry for interrupting. What did you say, ma'am? I'm sorry. I was just excited.
I didn't hear the last part.
Not that
you
I
said.
Was excited. I was just excited. That's all. You said that you don't see too far away.
Yeah. You just, you know, you want. I mean, I see someone who's going to treat you really good. I think you know now what you don't like in a relationship. So now you want to track what you like on your own terms. You know, be the woman and the powerful person and the magician that you are, so that what you bring in is someone that can really treat you really good, because you deserve that. You're a beautiful person.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
Yes.
I'm good. Okay. Let me see if I can bring in this call. Area code 240, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Well, that would be Dr. Lisa R. Berry.
Oh my goodness, you're gonna in 2 weeks, you're gonna be on my show.
Dr. Lisa.
Excited.
Thank you for calling in. Hey folks, this is Dr. Lisa Alberry. So are you enjoying the show? Is there something you want to add to the topic? You want a mini reading?
I mean, you can give me a mini reading if you want, but before that, I just want to say, Dak, I've been doing tarot for a long time. I never drew the correlation between the 78 lines in Metatron's cube and the 78 cards in the deck. That might be the coolest thing I've learned in a long time.
Hey, you know, I understand because I'm still learning stuff too, you know, 40 years later. But, Yeah, it's amazing the number of people that have been, you know, and not cursorily, but, you know, really diligently studying tarot, and they've never, you know, it's like never crossed their mind. They haven't even thought of, well, why are there 78 cards in the tarot deck, you know? And there's you know, being a numerologist, there's so much more to it. There's 22 cards, the Master Builder number, you know, in the Major Arcana. There's 56 cards in the Minor Arcana. 5 plus 6 is 11, the Master Illuminator number. If you add the Master Illuminator 11 with the 22 from the Majors, you get 33, the Master Teacher number, the Master Healer number. You know, it's... you know, it's all right there if you really, really look at it. The whole deck for me is 33. It's that Master Teacher, Master Healer number, and that's what the deck's really about.
I just think that's fantastic. I love learning new stuff. I love learning. I mean, I have a PhD. I love learning. I'm a nerd. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, I mean, it's good being a nerd because nerds, they learn stuff, and that's what life is about. I mean, that's part of, you know, the experience as a magician, you know, is, you know, being there, being in the present and learning stuff, you know, being that number one card. By the way, I always think of the zero card, that is that universal spirit card that's, you know, coming down from the mountains. And that universal spirit that we see in the Fool is, it's in every one of us. So we're that mm-hmm. universal experience, you know, that thing, whether you call it God or universe or Bob or whatever, it's within each and everything that is. And it's experiencing this with us. And, you know, that's the secret and that's the magic. You know,
here's a way to look at it, Sharona, is so I always tell people zero is the void, and not the classic Western idea, the concept of a void being completely empty of everything, but rather the Eastern version of the void, where it is everything possible, but unformed.
Right.
And so everything comes out of the Fool, you know, and then after zero, you have one. And we just went through that. What's the first card in every suit? It's how to manifest. It's the Magician. It's, you know, so everything that's unmanifested is still in the consciousness, the super consciousness, the void.
Yep, we have the void within us, which is really an on-form potential. So each one of us can make that void, that on-form potential, into our own masterpiece and, you know, create it.
I tell you, I can't wait to hear Dr. Lisa now in 2 weeks.
I'm pretty excited. I hope you call in that day.
I'm going to have to do that.
Maybe. Maybe. So do you want us to do a reading for you, Dr. Lisa? I do see you being on the air in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, I thought you said tarot doesn't predict the future.
But no, you know what, Lisa, you created this. You created that opportunity.
I did.
You know, you created us. You created Dax and me.
And you've got a new opportunity coming in because I'm getting the Ace of Coins. Ace of Pentacles, folks.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, and you know what I got? I had a card fly out. You're going to like this. It's the Nine of Pentacles. And that's about, you know, creating a successful foundation where there's, you know, the abundance, where you have your physical resources. We call it money.
I
see that coming your way too.
I call that the self-made woman card, the female, well, it doesn't have to be female, but the entrepreneurial card, the self-made woman.
And then I see crossing it, I see the King of Pentacles. So there is someone, you know, another energy, possibly another person that you're going to be creating this new legacy with. And you're building like a new, really good foundation for the future.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is exactly the path that I'm on. See? It's working. I'm creating it. Oh.
You are. You are. Wow. Well, I can put you back so you can keep listening. And what, Dax,
okay.
I think we can take maybe one more call. You want to take one more call? Because we're...
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to... Dr. Lisa R. Barry, I'm putting you back so you can listen. And
okay.
let me see who is been in there waiting. I'm just, I'm not going to get to everyone. Let's try area code 443. So area code 443. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
What is your name? We're good.
My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from Baltimore, and I talked to Dax before, but I'm not talking to you.
Hi,
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, how can we help you today?
Well, I would love to have just a mini reading.
Okay. Well, let me let Dax go first so he can pick up where he left off, and then I'm going to pull some cards to right behind him. So, Dax, what are you getting?
Well, I've already read for her, though. I want to hear what you've got for her.
Okay. Well, you're working. We were talking about doing the work. You're doing the work
uh-huh.
for what you want to manifest. And,
okay.
you know, you're going to start seeing results for that real soon.
Yay.
You know, you're doing the work. Keep at it. Don't get impatient. Don't give up on it. Because I think what I see is there was probably a pattern where you would want something and then you feel that you're not getting close enough and you give up on it. So I'm getting don't give up on it.
Okay.
And you know that keep on believing. And I'm seeing a lot of stuff that you're trying to manifest. Both that would be of a physical sense, you know, as we talked about physical is physical resources like money, but also I'm getting a little bit about health, being healthy and strong and, you know, being able to, having that, you know, belief. And I do see good things coming in. And the only thing that could hold you back is you gotta stay strong and you gotta stay focused and keep doing what you're doing. So I mean it's like, you know, the full spectrum, you know, as I go, you know, love, money, feeling good.
I want it all.
You want it all and you can have it all. What are you getting?
Well, I'm ready to take it.
Yep. Dax.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dax, are you picking up any additional information?
Well, you know, you were talking about health and things like that, and I got the strength card, which often correlates to virility and optimism and health and things along those lines. It's interesting, too, because the cross of manifestation we've been talking about all show long with the magician card and the aces.
Uh-huh.
The magician card shows up on one end of the spread, and at the other end is the ace of coins, the ace of pentacles. I find that really fascinating because it's telling you about this, and it's pointing out that, you know, the magician, you can manifest this. And the ace of coins, you know, we spent a lot of time – oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm getting a – Sharona, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Can we put that line on hold for a sec? Okay, we're going to put that on hold there for a second. I'm sorry. Her line was so – there's so much background noise. I think what this is saying to her is that she's got to spend more time on step four of the manifestation, you know, the taking action in the physical world. And real quickly, there was actually a part that I was going to talk about that God, we talked about so much and everything that it just completely slipped my mind that I wanted to mention that if you look really closely at the Waite-Smith version of the Ace of Pentacles, you'll notice we're in a garden and that there is only one path out of the garden through the hedge, that opening in the hedge there, and what lies beyond is desolate land, but there's a like a summit, and that's the goal. That's that new goal that you're heading toward. But in order to get there, we have to step out of our comfort zone. We have to step out of the garden and also think outside the box as well. You know, we're in this box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's what I'm getting here is that this will help her out a little bit, that she has the power, the magician, to manifest what she wants, but she has to take more action in the physical. And she needs to step outside of her comfort zone in order to reach those goals.
Yep.
That's what I'm getting.
Yep. I'm getting that too. And to not give up and also be grateful for what you have in this present moment. We talked a little bit about that too, because when you start to see what's going on around you, that what you already have, then you're going to notice something off in the corner that you didn't see before. So, Dax, oh my goodness, we are running out of time. So, you know, I want to just tell everyone that I'm so glad that you're here. I'm your magic mama, and we now have our magical papa, Dax Carlisle. And I just want to thank you, Dax, for joining me today on this show. Thank you, Dax.
It was
I
so much fun. Anytime.
Yay. Well, we always have fun. We always have fun. And, you know, hey, fun is part of it. We're meant to feel pleasure. You know, we do the work, but we also enjoy doing it. And I do want to thank each one of you, my listeners, my friends, for joining me today. And I always kind of leave the show with a magical word. And the word that I'm thinking of is speak, because watch the words that you are writing and spelling. So you want to make sure that, you know, you say things like, I am strong, I am confident, I am magical, I'm enough, I'm beautiful, I deserve the best, and most importantly, I deserve love. You know, and just don't forget that everything that is energy. You know, that's the universe and you and me, and this whole thing of being in the present and paying attention, seeing it, and being grateful for it. And, you know, as you see that and as you focus on what's positive in your life, I know not everyone likes the word law of attraction, so we'll say you'll be like a magnet, that you're going to pull more of these positive situations to you. Because, as I like to say, we live in a magical universe. So I invite you all to keep your energy and your vibrations high and to step into your power, because you are very powerful, and to awaken your magic. So until we meet again on Sunday, July the 11th, I am wishing all of you love and countless blessings. I love you all. I love you, Dax. Thanks for joining
me. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Here comes the music.